So please open your Bible in Matthew chapter 15, verse 120. This story is also recorded in Mark chapter 7 and Luke chapter 11. And that's a very important piece of information for you, church. If a story is repeated many times, it means it's hard for you to accept it. That's why God needs to speak in Matthew, in Mark, and in Luke. Okay? Religious traditions, Matthew chapter 15, and this story is also in Mark chapter 7 and Luke chapter 3. Oh, chapter 11, sorry. As I told you, don't worry, next week I will wear a beautiful suit. Not today. How many of you know that we are, everything that I say, the image speaks louder than my words. We are 70% visual, we are 30% this. If I say, I love you, you don't believe, because I didn't say, I love you. You see? So, visual. Church, I'm going to pray. Can you do me a favor today? Today is not your pastor speaking. Today is your grandson speaking. Is that okay? Okay. For sure, right? Always is like that. Let us pray. Lord, give us grace as we're going to dive into your word. And this teaching that it's so obvious, but yet so hard to understand, may fulfill our hearts. We ask that in Christ's name. Amen. Church, I have no notes for you. Trisha, put this, put up the screen. We are going very raw. Just the word of God, my heart, your ears, my ears. Religious traditions. I don't need to tell you, church, that we are in a traditional church. Yes or no? We are in a church that it's traditional. And the heart of this sermon, you're going to see this very quickly. This is my phone, and I'm going to read a text I have here. I will never forget this text. Okay? Are you guys paying attention? Everybody? I was, just a little bit of context, in Canada, for you to perform marriage, you need to be under the government. And in Canada, each province, I cannot marry people outside of Ontario. I cannot. Only it works in Ontario. So this guy, he didn't have anyone to marry him, so he contacted me. And his pastor was coming from Nova Scotia to do the ceremony, and I signed. Are everybody with me there? So I said, great, look at me, humble me. It's fine. He does everything. I just sign and ask the crucial questions. Look at the text I have. He talked to the pastor. Pay attention to the text. So his denomination is X. He said that your denomination needs to be affiliated with his, in order to do a service together. It kind of shocked me, the guy saying, are we not supposed to be the same children of God? You can read the text if you don't believe in me. Okay? Where do we stumble, church? Traditions. I don't have a suit. Does that change the word of God? Where do we stumble? It's pretty basic, hard to understand. So let us see this, verse 1. Then some Pharisees and teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat." So very quickly here, this is not hygiene. This is ceremonial washing. What happened here, church, is simple. In the Old Testament, for the priest to come inside the temple, he had to wash. Basic. So what did the Pharisees do? They want to be holier than thou. Everybody here is super holy. So we take what the Bible says and we bring it to our home. Everybody needs to wash. And I have never been to Israel, but I was told that if you go to a public washroom, there is the sink and there is another little sink. One is for hygiene, the other is for ceremonially washing. So that's what they are inquiring Jesus. Your disciples don't follow the tradition. So Jesus, in verse 3, he's going to reply, every Jewish man is master of replying a question with another question. They do this all the time, and that's what Jesus is going to do here in verse 3. Jesus replied, "And why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, honor your father and mother, and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is devoted to God, they are not to honor their father or mother with it. Thus, you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites. Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. Their teachings are merely human traditions. Their teachings are literally human doctrines." Let me just sip water here. I need a bit of time to explain that to you. Who understood what those verses mean? Raise your hand. It's a Eva, okay? It's a bit we need to check the context, okay? So, I'll make this very simple for you to know, to understand. Look to your right window. Look, everybody look to the window. After this window, there is a driveway. And after this driveway, there is a holy place. You know that holy place? It's called parsonage, where the pastor stays. Okay? So here's what they did. The guy, he is a Pharisee or a scribe. What does that mean? He's a clergy member. Clergy. And so he has money. He buys a house. So if he buys the house as a private property, Trudeau comes after him. Taxes. Property taxes. Raise your hand if you pay that thing. Hey, so me, right? So what does he do? Donate to the church. And what does the church does for him? What does Kevin do for you every March, April? He gives you a tax receipt. Yes. So you claim as tax benefit. They do that with their house. So he bought the house when he was 20. He dies when he's 70. He was 50 years without paying taxes. He bought then 3-4 houses by doing that. Are you following me? Simple, right? But here is the problem, church. Because it is a clergy's residency, when the guy marries, everybody needs to go out. Mama, good for you. Go back to Brazil. I'm married. Brother, good for you. Go back to where you were. I'm married. And you can't come in. I want to go for a visit, 6 months visit. No, the contract says the house is the pastor's house. I would love to help you, but no, please stay away. You may come on the weekend, but not to stay. So the family is kicked out of the house. Did you understand what happened? Simple, right? So that's why Jesus condemns them. They never gave a donation. They never dedicated something to God. They actually protected themselves at the expenses of their families. Why? Because they love money. Hoarding money. So, church, when you look to the Bible has sacrifice. The Bible has offering. And all of those things has to do, pay attention to Samuel, pay attention to Samson. They were devoted to God. This kid is going to be a prophet. Samson, this kid is going to be a warrior, a fighter for the nation. Those things means you're actually giving your life to God. What they did, it was the opposite. They were giving their parents and protecting their property. Never a sacrifice have happened. Only, what's the opposite of sacrifice? That thing was happening. So, Jesus condemns them. Everybody look at them. This is a sacrifice and a big offering. Jesus looks at them. I see at the heart. This is just a show. This is just a show. So, Jesus says, their lips are closer to me, but their hearts are far from me. Verse 10, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, listen and understand. And now he's going to go back to the first question about the washing. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them. Then the disciples came to him and asked, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this? He replied, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Leave them. They are blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit. Jesus now, to teach us, he gives us three illustrations. First illustration, verse 11, what makes you unclean, it's not what goes to your stomach. That becomes number one and number two. What makes you unclean, it's what comes out of you because it comes from your heart. Do I curse someone? It tells me I have a heart that is not clean. Do I bring division? It tells me I have a heart that is not clean. Do I bless? It tells me I have a heart that is clean. Do I pull people together? It tells me I have a heart that it's clean. And it's worth of note, church. We have been talking about the religious person for a long time. That's all Jesus talks about. Religious, 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 religious. You guys eat the manna, but you guys don't eat the bread of life. You guys go to the Bible and find everything, but doesn't find God. Religious, religious, religious. It is worth of note, church, that to the religious person, who is God? Their stomach. Me, me, me. Me, me, me. Me, me, me. That's why this illustration is so important. Second illustration Jesus gives us here, it is about the plant. The Pharisees got offended, and Jesus says, leave them alone. They are like plants to be uprooted. They are just like the leaves. You know the weak leaves? Not the leaves. The leaves is also weak. But these leaves, the strong leaves, they stay until December. And they give us a lot of headache to clean them up later. But the weak leaves, the first blow, they're gone. That's who they are. And why, church? Because they are not in the firm foundation of the Bible. What is their foundation? Their stomach and their traditions. That's why it's so simple to uproot them. But if they foundation were the Bible, trust me, they would never be uprooted. And the third illustration Jesus gives us has to do with leadership, teaching. Leave them, they are blind people leading other blind people. If a blind person is driving, what's going to happen with the bus? Everybody's going to die. Even though everybody has sight, even though everybody's capable of driving, even though everybody wears the seatbelt, because the driver is blind, everybody going to go down. And that's why Jesus doesn't join the tradition. The tradition is going downhill. I'm not joining it. So, verse 15, Peter said, explain the parable to us. Look at me very quickly here, church. Why does Jesus need to explain this thing for the second time? It's so simple. Worshiping the Lord comes from inside out, not from a bunch of rules. Simple. Why is Peter asking a second time, please explain to us? It's because it's hard to accept. It's just hard to accept. Everybody knows the message doesn't change because they don't have a suit. Say yes. It's just hard to accept. I look better on a suit, I know, but it's hard to accept. Say amen if you're understanding. So Jesus says, are you still so dull? Jesus asked them. Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then off the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth comes from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defiles a person, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile them. So, here is the time of the sermon. We need to apply. We need to talk about us. As a pastor, I am committed to preach the whole Word of God. As a pastor, I'm not a pick and chooser of the Word of God. I am just following Jesus' ministry chronologically. And we start that 2 years ago in Christmas. As soon as we talked about his birth, I just kept going chronologically. And my goal is that I always preach what Jesus is preaching. The agenda of the church, it's not made by me, but by the Bible. Everybody clear there? So when we come to a sermon like this, traditions, and I am in a traditional church, I am in a very bad spot, right? And I have two options. Either I talk about another church and their traditions that are hindering the word of God, and then this sermon is only philosophy, only theory. Or I talk about us, and this sermon really fulfills the purpose. Question for you, which one you want? The theory or the real application for your heart and my heart? The real thing. And I cannot target my congregation. Remember, I love you, so I'm going to target myself. All the examples of application we're going to do here comes from my experience stumbling in tradition. We want to go. Tradition draws us back. Okay? All of them, it's going to be me. And I'm so glad that there is my people from Vida Nova today here, because most of my examples comes from there. And to us, from the mouth of Sidney, I already told this to you guys in one sermon, that he called me privately. And he said about the young people, ripped jeans, hair like this, yellow hair, blonde hair, green hair. And he said, Gustavo, do you think I like that? No, I don't. But I want them there. Because if I tell them to go away from the church, the nightclub is going to take them. Yes or no? Look at to them. Where are their grandsons and kids? Look at there. All of them. Yeah. And we challenge his daughter, the other daughter, not this one, to preach one day at church with ripped jeans. We posed that challenge to her, but she never accepted the challenge. She never. So anyways, our church, Vida Nova, thanks by the grace of God, was growing. And the former denomination, RCA, which, by the way, is the same. RCN, RCA, all the same, okay? They were a struggling church. All the churches were dying. Give it or take, 5 to 10 years, there is no more church. Whether you want to slow it down, whether you want to accelerate, whether you accept it, whether you don't. And so many of us, they made a team called the Revitalization Team. And what is the goal of that team? Is that the people from Vida Nova would help these churches to grow. Okay? And I'm glad they are there, because you guys know I'm not lying. All of this I saw, I was around. So here it is how it goes. We went to the churches. We need help. Please help us. We want that this church doesn't die. Lips. So we said, great, thank you for the opportunity. Let us do this. No, 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 no. Let us do that. No, 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 no. Let us do that. No, 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 no. Guess what happened, church? Died. I'm a young pastor, yes or yes? And you bring the young pastor, now we're going to have young people. I come and say, let us do this. Gustavo, no, 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 no. Okay, let us do that. Remember, why was I brought into the church? For a change. Let us change. No. But the Mama Catechism says this and blah, blah, blah. I have a different opinion. Yes or no, Leo? You need to pray for me. Anyway, church, we laugh. But that's the reality. That's the reality. And what I love about this sermon, this passage of the Bible, is that there is no commandment there. Last week, we talked about the bread of life. There was a commandment, eat from me. This passage, there is no commandment. It's just a doctrine. What defiles you doesn't come from outside. What defiles you comes from inside. Do you want to know where is the commandment in this passage? It is in the first and second verse. Why do you guys don't follow the tradition? And disciples of Christ, when people try to put something other than the pure and beautiful scriptures to them, true disciples of Christ, what do they do? No, thank you. Put your traditions on me. No, thank you. I stick with the Word of God. Not the Word of God plus something. The Word of God. Scriptures alone, Christ alone, faith alone, grace alone, to the glory of God. Digest that a little bit, church. Digest that a little bit. I'm going to give you now, remember I'm talking about me? Remember? Okay, good. I'm going to give you my one final example, and what does that has to do with you? Okay? And where do I stand as a Gustavo? Remember, today is not the pastor, today is the grandson. So one example, I'm going to ask permission for Trisha. Trisha, I'm going to use Trisha as example. As always, I use Trisha or Kevin as example. This week, it was our first council meeting. And I said, my beautiful wife, she's going to become a member of this church. First words that Trisha came out of her mouth, she needs a transfer letter or to appear before the elders. Is that correct, Trisha? And that's her cry of desperation, church. She needs someone to help her. Right? Please become a member ASAP. I need help. So here is the problem. I am not money. My wife is not money. We don't transfer. What we may have, it's a letter of recommendation. This person was a great member involved at the church. We recommend them to your church, not wire transfer. We are not money, church. Say amen. Okay, good. Or she needs to appear before the elders. Church, with due respect, I'm not going to put my wife to talk to a man who is double her age, that she doesn't have zero connection with. I know Tony. She doesn't. I know John. She doesn't. What is the meaning of appear before the elders? Tell with me the meaning. Meaning? No, everybody repeats with me, meaning these people worship me with the lips, but their hearts are far. Okay? What is the spirit of appearing before the elders? It means this. We are so connected together. The elders know the new member. The new member knows the elder. And 3 to 4 months that they are walking together, the elders don't need to take her to a private room to ask her immigration questions. The elders look at her. Her confession of faith is true. She's going to be a great member. She is the face of Emmanuel Reformed Church, and she's going to be a great addition to us. That's the meaning of the law. Raise your hand if you're understanding me. But just to play by the book, it's a conversation of 1 minute, a weird one. So, church, now pay attention to me. My wife, she wants to help. What's going to stop her to help? Traditions. I want to make a wedding. What's stopping us to make a wedding? It affects people, church. What those guys did, it's ugly. We don't like Hamas. You want to know why you don't like Hamas? Because they use their own people as a shield to put up a propaganda on TV. You don't like Maduro because he starves his nation to live on a palace. You don't like these people because they use their traditions as a human shield. And who pays the bill? Everybody else. I need to open here. By the way, this is nothing against Tony or John. I think everybody knows, right? If it was another guy, I would use them as an example. Okay? But I do want you to think that if this is done to everybody, what everybody's going to do? Going to go to another church. And what's going to be the results we're going to have? An empty church. What did these guys do? They get their house and it's for God. Where is everybody else? Who cares? Gone. Mama and dad, goodbye. Relatives, goodbye. I am super holy. How about us? Who cares? Goodbye. Gone. Say amen if you understood this. Whoever likes me, you need to pray because there is a high chance next Sunday I'm already fired. But I have a commitment with the Word of God. What Gustavo personally has decided to do, this is me, church. I have seen at least 3 churches in our former RCA dying or being sold. Gustavo, I tell you this from the pulpit, Gustavo will never do that. Either you guys will not have me, because I will not be the pastor who is going to do that, and gonna see that. Or either we gonna find a way to make this thing go. I'm not gonna use religion, tradition, building, and declare it as an offering to God. That nobody comes in, just my clan. Gustavo will never do that. I'd rather work at Tim Hortons than to do that. And the commandment, it's the first one. Are you going to follow the traditions like everybody else and die in the traditions? Or are you going to take the word of God raw as it is and live by it?